Today's full moon, and they say that on the full moon there's more accidents happening than normal days, but they also say that there's more people getting enlightened in the full moon. So if there's anybody here who's not enlightened, then you have a great opportunity tonight. I hope it goes good. I just wanted to remind you that it's a great opportunity. Because it seems like I'm here to remind you of your potential. I will read you a little story. From Rumi. I sat long enough in fire. Now I'm up to the neck in the water of union. You say, up to the neck is not enough. Make your head your foot and descend into love. There is no up to the neck union, I say, but for the sake of your garden, I sat up to my neck in blood. You say, yes, you escaped the alluring world, but not yourself. You are the magician caught in his own trickery. Cut the breath of self and be silent. Language cannot come from your throat as you choke and go under. I sat long enough in fire. Now I'm up to the neck in the water of union. Rumi says, like everybody, he knows how to suffer, how to be in conflict, how to be in the fire, in agony. Then he escaped. Now I'm up to the neck in the water of union. Now it's much better. I'm in the water of union. It's peace. But then his master or God says, you say up to the neck is not enough. Your head, your foot, and descend into love. There is no up to the neck union. Union is total, not up to the neck. Of course, if you haven't touched union, ecstasy, peace, then just to dip your toe into it is so blissful that you think this is all, and you might stop. But it says even up to your neck, it won't do. You have to drown. You have to go under. Don't stop there. Don't think it's the end. I say, but for the sake of your garden, I sat up to my neck in blood. That is this many seekers and spiritual people, they want to do it the hard way, suffering for God, for truth. I sat up to my neck in blood. Sounds very uncomfortable. But this is how the mind is. If I suffer, then maybe. You say, yes, you escaped the world. You escaped the tempting world, but you didn't escape yourself. You are still there. You are still there and you're thinking that now you are fine, you are sitting up to your neck in union, but you are still there. The work is not finished. You are the magician caught in his own trickery. Be aware of your mind. How tricky it is. You have to be very, very honest, truthful with yourself to purify yourself, to function out of a no mind, just to be a vehicle. Otherwise, this trickery of your mind, of your ego, always comes up. Anything you can show yourself, anything you can be special, anything you can gain, anything you can get a better deal, anything, it will come up and pollute the atmosphere. Be aware of the trickery. You are caught in your own trickery. Cut the breath of self and be silent. Language cannot come from your throat as you choke and go under. And all the confusion is in the language. If in your talking, thinking. First you think, then you talk. Only if you're very, very aware, then you should talk. Otherwise, you create more conflict. You have to drown, go under. Then, after you have gone under, then you will see that you can still talk, but then everything you say is very clear. Because it's not coming from you. It's coming from existence itself. There's nobody there who wants to win anything or show anything or gain anything. As it is now, you are sitting in the fire. Welcome to Satsang. I wanted to say something. No, I don't really want to, but I have to, because when you don't say anything, I have to say something. And by chance, I'm here trying to wake you up. So, I always... No, when I came back this time, I have been away a lot and more from Dharma Mountain. And I saw that I don't really know what's happening here. And it's much less people here than in Brazil. And in Brazil I have changed and polished and I'm much more involved because people who are around me are more involved in Mevlana. And there will always be polishing and there will always be growth around me. That is the only way. Otherwise, if you come closer, you will have to go through a more and more purification process. Otherwise, you cannot function. Because even here you can stay in the suburbs for 20 years and nothing much will happen. You will have to, in one way or the other, be courageous enough to stick your head out. So, I know everybody is doing their best. The thing is that it can always be better, it can always be more flowing. And I think for the main thing for me is that I don't really know what is happening. And it's something with the Scandinavians, and especially maybe the Norwegians, that in some reason they are still cold. Cold from the winter or ice, or maybe from the ice age, I don't know. So it's like they don't, it's easier to be quiet than to stick the head out. And you have to stick your head out for me to chop it off. Otherwise you can save it forever. But nobody says anything because it's like they want to be so nice and don't want to hurt anybody. So first you have to trust yourself and you have to share. For example, now we have these meetings, I heard, that we changed, because Babaji always changed. Sometimes he changed. Changed these people, they changed the crew, changed the day. Now they are ghosts, then they are spiritual, then it's like this. And then we start with the, no, everybody should be more involved. Okay, then we become communist, and then everybody has to have their voice, and then we have to choose, and then we have to say, and the council, and like that. And who knows if it works. Like everything is a test, so we see how it goes. But I have heard here in Norway, it's like so many people and just a few people have anything to say. So it is pointless. So things will change in many things. Because if you are going to be involved in anything, you have to be involved. Otherwise it's like dead weight. Then it's better that the people who have some intelligence are ready to stick their head out and have a little overview, they take the decisions. Yeah? And then another thing I have heard and I have observed is that now all people coming from different sides of the planet, and so many Brazilians are coming, and then many of them, they are even living here in the valley, then they come to down the mountain and say, I'm totally available to work, anything. No, we don't have any work. That is totally embarrassing to hear, because we have so much work, we have so many projects, we have so much to do. And even now in the summer, which is the only time I'm here, and then people come here, that they don't have anything to do. And then also I've heard that through the years, people have some kind of fear because you cannot, as an outsider, work here in case of the state or somebody, I don't know who, because I never seen them. We've been here for 18 years, nothing has happened. But there's this ingrained fear and restriction, personal fear that comes in the way for the big work. And it has to change. In fact, it has changed from now, if it hasn't changed before. Because for the first thing, what we are doing here, is they call it dugnad in Norway. And this is a Norwegian word that they had for hundreds, maybe thousands of years, where the communities come together and help for free. It's work from the heart. So there's no money involved. And then how can anybody be afraid if somebody comes and checks when there is no money? It's not work. his duke knot, for God's sake. But you are so tight that I have to spell it out for you. Hey, wake up. And also the organizing and planning has to be much better. Because now is when we are here. And even when we are here, it's just like diddly-daddling around. So Dharma Mountain needs help. And I need to wake you more up so you come together and see. Because you are the ones that are here. I'm not walking around and seeing what's happening. You have to put yourself out of the way and get more involved with your intelligence. I'm talking about intelligence and love and commitment, not fear and restrictions and being quiet. Yes, be quiet, but after dynamic. It's so much tightness. And now even the gods is helping us, because this is a very nice summer. It's been a lot. So now, hopefully, you're melting more and more and start sticking your heads out and taking some risk and getting more involved. And it's okay, the new people also who are involved, you should say what you say, what you see. Because maybe you are much more intelligent than somebody who's been there for 10 years. Nobody knows. It doesn't mean anything if somebody has been a long time. Somebody learns, somebody doesn't learn. But you have to start planning. You have to start being organized. You have to start seeing into the future a bit, the next year. I'm always planning. I'm putting already the dates for next year, so you know when it's happening. And all these things should happen before the retreat. It's a build-up. No, I see things like, why is not this happening? Why is not that happening? Well, this should be fixed last year, but we delayed it till this year. But no, we delay it to the next year. This is very hard for me to understand. And that's why you're not getting enlightened either, because you delay it. Why not delay, get enlightened tonight? It's a full moon, no? So tonight is the night where we get everything together and there will be clarity and peace reign from now on, hopefully. Then I don't ever need to say anything. Then I don't need to polish and all this work, if it's Ram or the Bansi or Kalam, or if it's this one, the Somali make it also at last, my God. Nashimas and Dayananas and Yogendras and Marcos, oh my, come on. So you have to, everybody has to go through it to get polished. And if it hasn't come yet, it will. Thank you. And remember, I don't expect it to be together. It's just that I see, and we have to take it from here when nothing is really happening. We have to come together and you do it intelligent. You cannot lose valuable time. When people are available, you use free labor, people are happy, and there is no work. That is ridiculous. We could scrub down, if it's nothing to do, let's scrub down the whole place. Let's wash every window for the third time. Let's make a new garden. Let's make more swings. Let's make ropes between the trees so you can balance on anything. No more work, Jesus Christ. Just, I will tell you. I will take a round and I will give you a fucking list. God damn, I needed to wake you up. And it all has to do with communication and sticking your head out and taking a risk and don't be afraid if you sound stupid. At least share. That is what the commune is for, to come together, to share, to grow, to expand. Nano? Stand up. Hey! Bitte. Close your eyes and sit or lay down. Let go of your breath. Let go of your head. And just feel the body breathing and the sound of the wind. And allow you just to go, be empty, clean, light. And just take notice from this space how easy it is to be available, available to life, to love, to happiness, to gratitude. And trust your own intuition, and especially for the people who are involved running the place and in the world working here. See if there's anything you can contribute with, something your own intelligence, your own heart is seeing, something you want to share, something could be helpful for others, for yourself, for the work. Just take notice how easy everything is, as long as you don't get lost into your mind, where it becomes problems, a burden. Let it be light, playful, intelligent, spontaneous. Have the courage to stick your head out. You have nothing to lose. Like Rumi says, I've been in the fire long enough. I suffered enough. Now I want union. Now I want peace. Being devoted to that, all problems, all fears goes. And you work for truth, for love itself. Unpersonal, unselfish. Just the heart itself serving the truth, serving life. Intelligence comes from seeing, not from thinking.
Leave me in some cases to Thank you.